This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
This is an extra special interview today, and we just wanted to share it with you guys. Our friends, Shane and Shane, have been writing, creating, and singing some of my personally most impactful and beloved worship songs my whole life. And it's really special that we get to share this conversation with you guys today to talk about some of the new music that they have coming out that you don't want to miss on Spotify. So go check it out. Search Kingdom Kids. That's all of their amazing kids music. But then you can also go listen to all of their new songs that are coming out with the Worship Initiative on Spotify, Apple Music, all the places you can listen. So here we go. Here's Jenny and Shane and Shane.
Guys, welcome to the studio. I am here with Shane Everett and Shane Bernard, better known as Shane and Shane.
Shane and Shane. Here we are.
We've
been looking forward to this for a long time.
Okay, guys. Full transparency, y'all work downstairs.
Like we do. We're really close.
We're literally in the same building. So the fact that this has taken so long is just wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's wrong. And so we're excited because this is actually a perfect season for y'all to be on. And there's a lot awesome happening in your lives. But we're talking about Restless. We're talking about using the gifts of our life to help God be known. And y'all have done that all your lives. In fact, I don't know exactly how all of our ages line up, but y'all had to start when I was in my young 20s. You were probably we're probably similar, close to the same age.
Yeah, we're 32.
Yeah, exactly. 32, all of us.
Yeah. No, not really. We're a lot older than
that. In our 40s. And So 20 or so years ago, y'all started. And I love the story of how you started. And I would love for you to share the story of how you started. Weren't you not even a Christian, Shane Everett?
Not when we met. No, no. I got saved a few weeks after
I met. A few songs after you were leading together.
No, I wasn't leading worship. But Shane borrowed my guitar. And I don't know if when he did, there was some kind of transference. I don't think that's biblical, I don't know. Maybe I touched the hem of his
garment. Guitar sucking.
Yeah, it was just, I wasn't a believer, no. But Shane borrowed my guitar for his first ever concert that his roommates asked him to play. And I ended up getting saved a few weeks later in a bar in Killeen, Texas, out of all the places in lights came on one night in this bar after I played in a bar band, and under the neon, that place looked different than when they turned the fluorescents to clean it up at night. And that image just really, the Lord used that image to kind of expose me, and that's me, that's my heart. My heart is being exposed, and I didn't have language like that at the time. But the next morning after that, I went to this church over by my apartment at College Station and walked down the aisle. I don't even know what the guy was talking about, but I just knew you had to walk down the aisle because I had been
Baptist.
Saved at camp 22 times, but it never stuck. But the Holy Spirit really did reveal the truth of the gospel to me in that moment. And that was the beginning of a journey that we're still on. Praise the Lord. He's kept me. He's kept us for almost 25 years now, which is insane.
Yeah.
And so grateful. But I'll let Shane tell kind of our meeting. So you want to talk about it?
I was a new believer as well. So I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And my dad was kind of a John Wayne character, like an old, just rugged cowboy, West Coast gold digger. Literally, he spent his 20s in Mexico digging for gold with a gold pan and a gun. Met my mom at the peanut farm, which was a bar in their mid-20s, and she was kind of this, slightly rebellious, tiny little Catholic lady from Ohio. And then they had my brother and I, and then we were just off on the adventure, the John Wayne adventures. And so we lived in 30 different places, and I went to 12 different schools.
Wow.
And a lot of those places were in the mountains where we would just kill and grow stuff because we didn't have any money. I knew one song called Gavilan Pollero, La Pollita Camasquero. That might be a cuss word. I'm not totally sure, but that's the only song. My dad, he sang it every day. And so I came to Christ out of the blue. We were in West Texas at this point, in Lubbock, Texas, and I was playing football with my buddy Zach. on his mom's roof at night. So that's where terrifying. We were. That's where we were. It's what we did. And, you know, God shut the lights off. The stars came out. And there was a moment.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Psalm 8 moment.
Wow.
Where it's like, what is happening? And what am I that you are mindful of me?
Ugh.
And again, like I didn't.
So like creation declared.
Yeah. I didn't have the words, but it was enough to cause me to sneak out. My mom was Catholic at the time. And I would be like, you know, back in the day where you're like, hey, I'm going to go play basketball. And just show up, you know, 6 hours later, whatever, you know. So I would sneak out on Wednesday nights and go to this little youth group, heard the gospel. I was like, I was just like easiest sell in the world, you know.
Wow.
That I could know God and be forgiven. All that was news to me. Like I had never,
wow.
I'd never heard or didn't have ears to hear just the good news of Jesus. And so I learned those four chords. My dad had this old guitar prop that I stole and started to play these 20 worship songs, you know, in little huddles. And
with your four chords.
With my four chords.
You do a lot with four chords.
That's right. And still playing the same four chords. And that kind of shot me into college. And I wasn't ever into music. I just was into the four chords and the 20 worship songs in living rooms and dorm rooms and whatever. And we continued to do that. I went to Texas Tech and then transferred to A&M. Super randomly. That's what we did on Saturday nights. I mean, our apartment was full of people.
Wow.
We just, nobody even heard me. I just would start a song and wow, everybody would just go after Jesus. And so they talked me into playing this concert. I was a business major. Shane was also a business major. No business doing anything artsy. John Wayne doesn't raise like artsy kids. I mean, I could spit and throw and cuss and and so anyway, I agreed to play this concert, borrowed a guitar that plugged in down the street from a guy named Shane.
So your beginning was his beginning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was two stories that were happening simultaneously for sure. And then I dropped out of school a couple months later. I had no vision.
Because of something.
Because of music, because people started to call.
He played this, his roommates were putting on this thing called Island Party. It was a couple years in. He played. It was a big event at A&M. It's like, you know, a lot of people there. And after that, he played like the 2 p.m. slot and people started calling. And so there was so many opportunities at that point that he dropped out of school because he's like, I'm gonna do this for a season. But I don't think it was never like this is what I want to do.
Right.
I was brain dead. I had no idea. I didn't. Music was far from anything that was my passion.
Mm.
It was just like, okay.
You're going to pay me?
Yeah. And what do I sing? Is it Bible? Didn't they used to sing the Psalms?
I mean, this is terrifying because y'all got me through my 20s, like your faith and like all your songs. So how on earth does that go to literally discipling people through music? Because that's a pretty big jump.
Super easy to boast in Jesus in this <It's a> area.
Bars to leading the worship songs.
It was crazy because it's just like we didn't have a grid for Christian music for sure. And you know, like we, you know, Shane was like, then they used to sing the Bible. Let's sing the Psalms. And it was like, you know.
Wow.
And a lot of that was, I mean, you know, God from that moment was really taking me on a path of discipleship. Like he just disciplined me so well in those years in my 20s. It was harsh, but it was very loving and very good. And so lots of those songs, I was just clinging.
Yeah.
I was clinging.
Sure.
And I was just flopping around and clinging to God's word. So I'd never read the Bible.
Wow.
Up at this point, when I played that concert, that day I started to read the scriptures. Because when I became a believer, soon after that I moved and I moved again and there wasn't, I didn't have anybody to disciple me. I loved Jesus. I wanted to spend my life on him, but I was just flopping. And so God really did provide through singing a way for me to get into the Bible.
Wow.
Which ended up, I mean, completely changing my life and who I thought God was too, obviously. Yeah.
So you really did. I mean, a lot of your songs have been just scripture. Talk a little bit about that conviction. And I mean, that had to feel a little bit like a risk. Like, is this clever enough? Is this catchy? Like,
so zero thoughts.
No, okay. Not many thoughts.
So, which, I love you know, this.
You're giving us way too much credit.
Yeah. You know, when coming into a song, you know, in a stairwell at 2 a.m. on the road, it was like reading Acts chapter 17, you know. He accomplishes all these times and places and things in your life that
this
you might yearn
like
for
the
him.
Whole theme verse for our whole.
Is it?
Yes.
Good. And you live and move, and so it's just. I wanna yearn
so good.
For you.
You did not sing like that. It is so much better.
I mean, it's just literally. There's no thoughts of like, should I write
it's such
a song?
A good song. Y'all got it. Y'all got it.
What kind of song
way
should
better
I write?
Than that just was.
Zero thoughts. Zero. Am I taking a risk? No. There's no. There's no. It's like, okay, we would go into. Let's. Okay, we have 7 songs. Let's record a record. And then the next 3 happened during the 2 weeks we're recording the record. Of like, just so there wasn't any.
You're feeling your way.
You're just feeling our way feeling through, our way. And literally just clinging to him. I mean,
back then. It was, I mean, how do we even get your music? Like back in the beginning, you'd release a CD. I mean, what was it?
I'm trying to remember.
I feel like
Napster.
I had the CDs that said, like, we're real pretty.
You know,
y'all had
it was funny, like in those years, you know, Napster was a big deal, especially on college campuses, you know, and you're friends with Matt and Lauren Chandler. I remember there was just like a specific story. You know, we had never been really the Twin Cities.
Well, I mean, anywhere. We hadn't been. We'd
been
places. A regional.
Yeah.
Kind of a little thing down in Texas and this couple of states.
In Arkansas, we heard about you up there.
Yeah. Well, so we got asked to come up and play at Bethel College at the time in the Twin Cities. And Matt was a really good buddy of ours. And Matt was like, we were like, come with us, man. We've never been there. Get a flight. And so we walk into this. They have a room there called the Great Hall. And it's a pretty big space, you know, for us. And we had never been there. And like, even, I mean, we sold CDs on a thing called independentbands.com. So you could get online. This is early on. I mean, we'd sold 2 CDs in that state.
I think
state,
I had one.
In that state. You know what I mean?
Definitely was not radio. State,
yes. No radio.
It came out of the back of our car. That's it. There was only one place.
Back
or
of the car.
Or you burned
at
it.
At shows.
Yeah. So, or Napster. Or these.
Yeah, so we show up, and they have these 2 stools in this big room. And it's like 2,500 seats. And we walk in, and they walk us into this room, and there's 2 stools. And we're like, Shane and I are like, this is going to be awkward. Like, this room is way too big. And they're like, oh, no, it's sold out.
Wow.
And like, we had sold no records.
Wow.
And we started singing, and people knew all the songs.
Wow.
And we just were like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know? And it was Napster. It was people sharing it on college campuses.
Wow. And burned CDs.
And burned CDs. I mean, we would go
so
sign at
rich.
The end. No, we were not getting rich. But, you know, people would come up after the show, and we'd be signing like burned CDs.
Wow.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah. So, but that was
so
kind
illegal.
Of the beginning of like, what's going on right now?
Yeah.
You know? And that was kind of when... It changed a little bit because it went from us doing every Disciple Now and youth camp and just kind of around driving to places. And it was like some like Arkansas, Louisiana kind of stuff. And then it just kind of quickly accelerated to where we were on the road 250 days a year, living on a bus and
going to a lot of
we never
campuses.
Thought about it, you know? Yeah. And I think, We got unhealthy because it's like there was no thought. It was just like yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we just said yes to everything. And we were just living and then it's like, okay, well, we both had a little bit of, you know, business like training and we were like, oh, okay, let's put some rails around this. Okay, if we're playing 6 days a week and we'll have Mondays off and we'll do this and we'll buy a bus and we'll get our own equipment because it costs more to rent. And so that was a lot of like those practicalities that I think we were kind of naturally bent towards to like trying to make sense out of what was happening and trying to put some rails around it. But as far as like, this is our mission or this is what we're trying to do, it always felt like we were reacting more than we were planning.
We're going to talk in a little bit about some songs that you have coming out right now. So you are still in the music business doing incredible things. In fact, you are bringing up new artists. Downstairs from me, you have a whole little initiative called Worship Initiative, writing so many songs for the church. But before we get to that, I mean, 20-something years in the music industry is no joke. It's probably pretty rare. And then you look at 2 people, both forward-facing, named on your albums sticking together for 20 something years. I almost think that's the bigger miracle.
Oh my gosh.
That's totally
super
miracle.
Rare, right?
Proof of God, yes.
Yeah.
And when y'all decided to go out together again, you weren't thinking too much about it, but I'm sure there came times where it just didn't make sense anymore. You felt like, is this still good? Is this still right for us?
For sure. Yeah.
Lots I mean, of fighting.
Lots of fighting. Yeah. Lots of fighting. I think we've gotten better at fighting.
Yeah.
You know, by the grace of God. But like there was some moments where I think where, you know, I think everybody kind of comes to things come to a head, you know, where it's like, I can't do this anymore, you know? And then it's kind of like, I feel like we've doubled down so many times where, and it's just really been the Holy Spirit that is sustained in every way.
You know, the Jonas Brothers tried to break up and they decided it was better together.
I don't really follow them that closely, but
when they came back together, everything worked. So do you feel that way? Like, do you feel like there's something about it being the both of you that has made this unique?
For sure. I mean, Shane's been, I might be like a full on demon or something without.
Hey, the harmony's not bad either.
Without another Shane. I mean, I got the harmony singer. Is one thing, but just the guy who is a brother through it all, yeah. You know, I mean, and a constant reminder that you're not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, that alone, whatever, I mean, if our voices blend, good, what, you know, great. But the fact that God used this guy to remind me that he's God and I'm just a tiny little, just a goofball doing God's work, not my work. That's been really worth it. And it's been cool too, just to see our roles kind of develop over
both very different. Mm-hmm.
That has been like seeing Shane over the last few years, you know, it's he's really been able to shine in his gifts, of, you know, he's a business guy, PR. I mean, all these kind of things that he's been good at all along that for a long time were dormant because his gifts back then were like changing the generator oil,
fixing the bus, and changing tires,
and singing harmony. I mean, that's what he did. And so he just didn't have time to flex his A gifts. And so it's been cool.
Yeah. I think one thing I love about having y'all on for this season specifically is you've taken a gift that God's given you that could have just been used for you all in your story and your life. And yet you're looking behind you and you're going, who are the people coming and who are the 20-something versions of ourselves. And so you've got a little club down there, pretty special people. Davey Flowers, a lot of y'all listening know Davey. She sings at IF every year.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about how rewarding that has been.
Yeah, I think, you know, we started a thing called the Worship Initiative, which is a like an online training tool for worship pastors and musicians to like not just hone their craft, but really take the songs that they're singing, whether at home, in the car, or at church. And really like wrapping them in the Word of God. And like, you know, some of our worship songs might be a little scripture light. We do devotionals and a bunch of other like training content around the songs that the church that we're kind of living in, the American iteration, you know, and the songs that we're singing, like really trying to inform them with the Word of God. Because we love singing the Word of God and we feel like it's the most, I mean, that's what you got to feed yourself that. So, and in that, we didn't traditionally do original music on the platform. So Shane and Shane was kind of doing music. The Worship Initiative was a training tool. But then we were like, man, we need to like kind of stop complaining about the songs that are being written and be more active in that. And just really trying to pour into people who are like-minded in that way and really try to give people the opportunity to hear and sing truth in a way that's transformative. And so like that's what we found the people that are on the label, Aaron and Davey and John Mark Cole, are really aligned missionally. And so we want to pour into them and help them and teach them how to not just create, but teach them how to produce and teach them how to go on the road, teach them how to serve. We don't want them to feel like we want to teach them how to do what we've done.
Yeah.
You know, and so we don't want them to feel dependent upon us. We want them to be able to make their own way, which is a little bit different. It's a distinctive with what we're doing with them. So we want them to be involved in every aspect of what they do.
Two of those people, Aaron Williams and Davey Flowers were friends of mine prior to them signing with you guys, mm-hmm. and have just been so happy. And they've
so good.
They've been so grateful for the experience there, and so it means a lot to me that they're thriving and doing what they love and doing what they do so well.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
So
they're so great.
If you think about today and the music that you write, is it coming from a different place, or is it coming from the hallway and the stairwell?
That's where it's coming from.
Same. Oh, same, same.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it when you're like walking around?
Yeah. Just hear it.
You just hear it. It's so just there. Loud.
I'm going to get shut down one of these days for sure. And it's kind of seasonal too. You know, it seems like writing.
Yeah.
Is it's probably true with same book for
writing
you.
Too. Yeah. Yep. Eventually you dry up and then you need a rest. And mm-hmm. yeah.
But yeah, the stairwell is the, we have these fancy studios, but the place where everything is created is, it's, stairwell is a nice word for it. Fire escape would be
maybe the better word.
Pipes and cockroaches and, but incredible reverb.
Yep.
That's which is why I'm there.
It's like the shower.
Yep. Yep.
So let's talk about this song that I'm so excited about and is coming out in this season for you guys. And it's called You've Already Won. And we've been singing it at church. I have to be honest, I don't notice where the songs come from. I don't look. I know you do every song when you're in there. We go to the same church. But I didn't notice or know it was your song. But gosh, it's incredible. And it's in my head. It's one that I can't forget. So before we talk about it, nothing more annoying than hearing us talk about something you just want to hear. So we're going to play it for you right now. So take a listen.
That's in the blood. There's future grace that's mine today, that Jesus Christ has won. So I can face tomorrow, for tomorrow's in your hands. All I need you will provide, just like you. I'm fighting a battle you've already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. I don't know what you're doing, but I know what you've done. I'm fighting. story ends. We will be with you again. You're my savior, my defense. No more fear in life or death.
All right, church, I know how the story ends.
I know how the story ends.
Be with you.
We will be with you again.
Because you're my savior and defense.
You're my savior, my defense. No more fear in life or death.
Okay, we can live today because we know about tomorrow. Here we go.
It really is incredible because it's like, it's my kind of song too, because I mean, I appreciate a lot of the slow stuff that you all produce and other people produce, but I'm an anthem girl. Like I want an anthem. I want to feel it in my bones. Like let's take the hill. That's more my style. And that's what that is. So talk about just even that song and where it came from.
Yeah. So this last year in 2022, there was a week that was just one of those really tough weeks, man. It, you know, it's on the coattails of the war in the Ukraine. Heard some really bad news. My wife's little brother found out he had cancer, really severe cancer. And there was a handful of other things just in our community. It was just like, oh my goodness. And then a buddy of mine, Brian, just sent me a version of that chorus. And I and the line in there that got me when he was, it was just a voice memo. He was in his truck and he was just sending it to me. It said, I don't know what you're doing, but I know what you've done. And that sent me into the stairwell. To just wrap my head around all that he's done, why it's okay to be in the weight of this moment because of all that he has done for me on the cross. And then it kind of morphed into, not only do I know what he's done, but I know how this thing ends. And so that's sort of the back half of the song, talking about the story. I know you've been talking, that's been a theme for you, right? The story. The story of God when he came to save us and from our sin on the cross, like it's finished. Mm. You've won this thing, this battle that we're in. You've already kind of won it, even though we kind of still exist in it. And the future for anyone who puts their faith in Jesus, mm. who receives the free gift of God's love in Christ, the future of that person is real bright.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe yeah. maybe not your circumstance in the next 30 minutes or the next 3 weeks, but your forever is real bright. Mm. And let's just remind each other of that.
Yes.
Corporately. And yeah. it's been so powerful.
Yeah.
From the moment that it happened, we started singing it everywhere we go. Yeah. And it's easy to sing.
It is.
And
yeah.
And just celebrating all that he's done and what he's coming to do, how the story ends, is it's been such a blessing. Mm. So yeah. we're so pumped about it.
Yeah.
You think you'll do this forever?
Yeah. I think maybe.
I mean,
they haven't thought about it. It's Lord kind of willing. Obvious.
Lord, I mean, the thing is, I feel like we're just taking it one day at a time, Jenny.
Yeah.
You know, but I you know, I think as long as the Lord calls us to do this, then we'll do it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think our natural tendencies, I think would, there's always that part of you that's like, I just want to be in the woods and I want to race deer and live on a tractor. Yeah. I mean, that's what I want to do.
Right.
You know, right. but it's just like, man, the Lord has numbered our days.
Yeah.
You know, and we only have a certain amount here. And, you know, we want to declare the glory of God, you know, on the earth and whatever. We don't want to live out of preference. We want to live out of obedience to the Lord.
Except, Shane, do you own a tractor?
I do.
He gets to do the tractor.
Do you own more than 60 deer?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say that.
Yeah, he do.
I do.
Just to be clear,
maybe I just
so we're not
do
like,
that
he's
more.
Not, he's not suffering.
Maybe I want to do that more.
But you know what? I mean, I think it's actually an awesome thought because everybody that would watch y'all's life, like going on tour, making records, you know, helping new artists like find their way, like all that sounds super rewarding. And mm-hmm. still, there's an element to it that's work, right? There's yeah. an element to it of calling that it's still just, this is what I'm called to do. And it's not like sunshine and rainbows and sure. roses.
It
every
is.
Day.
It's people. And I think that's what, you know, as believers, I mean, life is hard and life yeah. is hard with people.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like people are broken, yeah. you know? And I think we have a tendency, I think if you're, have any kind of platform, whether it's in your job or your office or a manager at Chick-fil-A, it's just like there's, when you're dealing with people, there's an element of, I want to isolate, mm-hmm. you know? And I think you do need that solitude in times.
Yeah.
But then to get refueled and really press into the Lord, but then to re-engage. And if you don't do that, I think you can really, it really gets hard mm-hmm. to be with people.
Yeah.
But the Lord has called us to be with people.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna be that hands and feet of Christ as much as we can. But
yeah, and I mean that's always been our passion. I mean, from when I was a new believer of the good news of Jesus. Yeah. It's singing's never been a passion.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, I just want as many people to know yeah. about this as I can, yeah. as we can tell. And so if music's the fastest way to get there and the best way, then great.
Well, for us.
Well, and I feel grateful for just y'all kicking off the season because this is, for everyone listening, like you're going to go on a journey in this season and imagine how God wants to use you. And it might be music, but it probably won't be. And it will be what God's called you to. And I really believe it doesn't matter the vehicle or platform, right? Yeah. Like you're doing the same thing I'm doing.
Exactly.
And y'all are doing in your neighborhoods and workplaces the same thing
Absolutely.
We're doing. Like we are helping people feel their way to God, Absolutely. Acts 17. And so may we use all the gifts that God's given us and all the parts as long as we have here to do so, and it will be worth it. And I'm grateful for how you've helped a lot of people on their way home, whether mm-hmm. they're suffering or going through the best times of life. I'd feel like your songs have kind of met all of us on our journey. So thank you guys so much. And guys, we're going to have all the links below. You're going to be able to find the song and the other songs that are coming out along with it, as well as the worship initiative. If you want to read about that and pass that along to your pastor, your church worship leader, that is an incredible resource that if you're a musician, you're going to love. And if you attend a church, you need to pass on. Thanks, guys, for being
here. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, James.
Hey, Chloe here. And if you want to take everything that we're talking about this season through Restless to a deeper level, to a practical level in your life, go to JennyAllen.com and download the free PDF book club kit. Our team made it just for you, so you can use it if you want to do a group to go through Restless together and listen to the podcast episodes, or you can also use it just you if you want to journal through some of these episodes. There are prompts and conversation questions, verses that go along with each episode, and we made this completely free to you. You can go to JennyAllen.com, drop your email, and we will send you the free Restless Book Club kit today.